Give me two.
Five after four.
Six.
No, seven.
Seven after four.
Today the tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zara, continues from Ayat 49 in Surat Qasas. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yakubu will recite the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Elukene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل فاتوا بكتاب من عند الله هو أهدى منهما أتبعه إن كنتم صادقين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. قل فاتوا بكتاب من عند الله وأدي منهما أتبعوه إن كنتم صادقين. الله تبارك وتعالى is still teaching us the humility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, O Prophet, tell them, kul fatu bi kitabin min indillahi. If you refuse to believe in all that I've been telling you, then fatu bi kitabin, bring me a book, min indillahi, that is from Allah, ahade min huma, that is of more guidance than what I have brought. If you bring it, at tabi'uhu, I will follow it, in kuntum sadiqin, if in truth you are serious that you will not believe in what I have brought. Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated to them what has happened in the past, and after he finished, Allah was teaching us and was telling us, look at this Prophet, telling us what happened in detail at every situation. At the end of it, he said, bethink of what I have been telling you. I actually brought this Quran so that you don't come and say tomorrow, we have never received any book. So now that you have received a book, try to follow it. They say, oh Prophet, why is it that you are not given the kind of miracles Moses was given? Why? Lola utiya mislama utiya Musa. Alam yakfuru bima utiya Musa min qabl faqalu sahiran tazahara waqalu inna bikullin kafirun. They now said, we don't believe in what you bring. Even you, what you bring now, what was brought to Moses, the Torah, all of it, you don't believe in it. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now asked to tell him, if that is the case, what do we follow? We are in this world together. We are on a journey. We need to know where we are going. Where do we go? How do we go? You go. Bring me a book from Allah, fatu bi kitabin min indillahi wa ahdi minhuma, that is more guided than the Torah of Moses, than the Quran that I have brought. If you bring it, attabihu, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, believe me, I will follow you. In kuntum sadiqin, if it is the truth that you brought it from Allah. Allah in another place said, fa in lam taf'alu fa lam taf'alu. If you don't do it now, then you will never be able to do it. And can they do it? Of course not.
فَإِن لَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَمَن ضَلَّ مِمَّن من اتبع هواه بغير هدى من الله إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
فإن لم يستجيبوا لك فاعلم أنما يتبعون أهواءهم ومن أضل ممن اتبع هواه بغير هدى من الله إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين فإن لم يستجيبوا لك أو بروفيس الله وسلم فإن لم يستجيبوا لك if they refuse to answer you by bringing a book from Allah فعلم then know this إنما يتبعون أهواءهم they are only following their passions and what they like and what they don't like that's what they are following ومن أضل who is more astray who is more deviated ممن اتبع هواه than the one that follows his passions بغير هدى من الله instead of following the guidance from Allah know this الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين Allah does not guide the one that is unjust is full of mischief here we are now being told conclusively why these people are refusing to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعلكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون You are just sitting down. You don't know where you are. And you are growing up. You see this person before you is your mother. This one before you is your father. They said you are brought to the world. Where is the world? They said this place. What is going to happen to me? They said you will stay here and you will die. What am I supposed to do? He said, we are told you are brought to this world to come and worship Allah. You are on a journey. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Allah and our journey is going back to Him. Then you should ask yourself, where is my map to tell me how I'm going to follow it? You're just going to follow your mind? That's why Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ If they did not answer you, فَعَلَمْ then know this. إِنَّمَا يَتَبِعُونَ أَهْوَاهُمْ All this argument they argue with you, they are just following their passions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدَكُمْ حَتَّى هَوَاهُ تَبِعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ None of you has complete faith until that time when his own passion, what he loves and he doesn't love, follows what I have brought. When your passion follows what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought, then it's at that time that you have faith. Here again, Allah is telling us in another place, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَّهَهُ هَوَيْهُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ وَصَمْئِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِ غِشَاوَةً وَمَنْ يَهَدِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ Don't you see this one that took his object of worship to be his passion? He worships himself. Because of this, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ Allah caused him to deviate out of knowledge. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ وَسَمْهِ And Allah closed his heart and his hearing. And he put over his face a cover. Then who will guide him after this? Allah, nobody will guide him. Because the three things that Allah has given you, and as long as they remain with you, you have no reason to be misguided. It's, Allah said, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ hearing, وَالْأَبْصَارَ sight, وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ and the heart. Your hearing is a transmission that takes everything that he hears and transmits it to the heart. Your sight is a form of transmission that takes anything that you see and transforms and takes it to the heart. When they get to the heart, you are supposed to analyze it from the brain where it is seen and see how does it benefit you. Whether you like it or not, you must. If you are hearing, you will hear. Whether you like it or not, if you are seeing, you will see. So you just see and you just hear and follow whatever you want. You don't sit down to analyze it. And Allah said, وَمَنْ أَدَلُّ مِمَّنِ اتَّبَعَ هَوَيْهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِنَ اللَّهِ Huda is guidance. Guidance is only from Allah. Nothing is more important to beg Allah for some guidance. That's why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he taught our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he should always recite Fatiha in every salah he will do. Every rakah, he recites Fatiha. This Fatiha part, you have five names of Allah that you are going to use in calling Allah to transport you from your basal level to the supreme presence of Allah. You say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Allah, one name. Rabbu, the second name. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, another two names. Then Maliki Yawmiddin, the fifth name. All these five names, you want to tell Allah to ascertain that you are worshipping Allah. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And you are only asking Allah for one thing. All this far, that you transport yourself from your basal level to the supreme level of Allah, you are only asking for what? One thing. What are you asking for? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, guide us to the correct path. And since you came to this world, you met people, which means Allah is not going to come down and tell you this is the path. There are those before you. Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. Allah, the path of those that you are pleased with. And here, ulama they said, minan nabiyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada wa salihin. These are the paths of the prophets. If there is no prophet before you, then siddiq, that's saintly servants of Allah. If you cannot find anyone among you, then shaheed, someone that always is very witness to Allah. He's calling salah, he's in the mosque. Everywhere you see him, he's very witness to Allah. If there is none before you, then righteous servant of Allah. But if you are a civil servant, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has never been a civil servant. So you need a righteous servant of Allah as a civil servant to guide you. How do you go so that you don't offend Allah? So guidance is not a small thing. Let us try to always ask Allah's guidance in everything, small or big, in the office, outside the office, on the traffic. Before you do anything, ask, what will Allah want me to do here? The Prophet even went to the extent in saying, even if there is no person before you, he said, you can still get guidance. How? He said, first, tactical backup. Put yourself before God and ask Him. So whatever comes to your heart at that time is Allah that is telling you. So always seek Allah's assistance and guidance in everything. If not, you will be following your passion. And if you follow your passion, you will be more motivated than anybody because you are just doing whatever you like. And what normally makes people to follow their passion? You like something, you want to do it. You don't like something, you want it taken away from you. For a lot of us, we may like something, we cannot do it. So, you are lucky if it's a bad thing that you like and you couldn't do it. You see a lady, she's beautiful. You want to commit zina with her, but you know that she's beyond your reach. You see, here now, you did not commit zina, not because the lady, you don't want her, because she is beyond your reach. You see people taking alcohol. They said one bottle is costing 17,000 naira. Ah, they say it's very sweet. It's very this. I want it. But you don't even have up to 100 naira in your pocket. It's beyond your reach. But what of the rich person? He sees a lady. He wants her. You just go and buy any costly gift, give it to the lady, take the lady and go and have a favor with her. That's why you find riches is one of the things that assist in taking people astray. Power is one of the things that assist in taking people astray. These two things. The more dangerous one of it is money. Because you now have cultists of capitalists. They actually are the ones who even control the kingdom. In the time of Fir'aun, he is the king, he is the law. And he went ahead and he said, he is God. In the time of Bilqis, that we passed in Surah Nam, she is the king, she is the law. But today, most places in the world, except in few places, there are still countries where their president is still the law. But in most cases, you have the capitalists, they are the law, and then you have the king, the presidents, they are the king. The capitalists today, they are the law. They are the ones who give money to lobby people in the house to do their biddings. You have a lot of rich houses in this world, particularly the Jewish houses that are rich. They don't enter the government. They just say, this is what they want. They get lobbyists from the house to do it. If there is going to be a president, they are the ones who will bring out money to help him to campaign. So the president that is there is their boss. That's why you find the whole world today, even a small unit, a small university, a small local government, go and find out the leader, the chairman, the vice chancellor was sponsored by somebody, and he will do the bidding of that person. So the capitalists are actually the one today who guide to wherever they want. And all the capitalists are after is more profit, and nobody should tell them they should do whatever they want. So even scientists are not free. Scientists have been funded by capitalists to do research in the area they want. All these people, nobody is asking, am I on the right path? Is this what God wants, or is not God what God wants? When Allah is saying, "Faman adallu mimman ittaba hawahu bighayri hudan min Allah," let's not just think that it is just an individual issue. Most of us today in the world, we are in that situation. You have a president once said, a president of a country in West Africa once said, when they asked him, why did you leave government? He said, I was asked to leave. Said, by who? He said, people that I know I cannot say no to. A president in one of the West African countries now said, one day said, I annulled an election. Who asked you to annul it? He said, I was told by forces that is beyond me. This is where we are living now. So people should try their best to stay with Allah. Don't go and get yourself in a place that at the end of the day, you are now in the rope of a reign of Satan. He takes you wherever he wants and you cannot say anything. And we researchers, we academicians, we should also be careful. People should not just tell us, go and make research on anything, whether it is ethical or not, we don't care. On this note, one boy came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, oh Prophet, say this. I like young ladies one. And I'm not able to take my mind away from it. Just, I will leave other things. Just give me permission to have affair with ladies when I see them. The Prophet did not shout this boy away. He knows this boy has a malady, a disease that is a very strong disease. His passion is controlling him. What did the Prophet do? What the Prophet said? Young boy said, yes. My dear Arab brother said, yes, come close. He came, said, sit down. He said, you want to commit zina? He said, yes. I should give you permission, he said, yes. Will you allow me to give permission that people should commit zina with your mother? He said, oh Prophet, I don't like people to commit zina with my mother. What of your sister? He said, no, I don't want. If you have a daughter, what of your daughter? Said, Prophet, I don't want. He said, any lady you see is somebody's mother or somebody's sister or somebody's daughter. The man thanked the Prophet and left. He said, when I left the Prophet, I hated zina so much. So always following your passion just to satisfy a little happiness. Think of the outcome. Most of us, when we try to engage in sin, we just look at this immediate happiness. We are not looking at the end of the sin. If you are to tell somebody, come, you say you want to steal government's money, said yes. Okay, take the amount, I will cover you. But know that immediately you finish, there is this fire sitting there. They will throw you inside the fire. Will he do it? Sheikh Abrazak Tahir Mahiuddin. He said, these corrupt officers that are just stealing government money, on the day of judgment, the whole country, each individual will be holding to them, each pulling this side, that side, Where is my money? Where is my money? Because this money belongs to the whole country. So it's not one person you are owing. You are owing everybody in the country. Let us try to run away from our passion. Let us try to always seek guidance. When we come to pray, let us put our heart before God and say, Allahu Akbar, Allah, you're greater than anything. And when we call this name, five names of Allah, it transports us to the presence of Allah. When we are asking guidance, let's ask it with one mind, Allah. Guide us in all our affairs. And Allah will surely guide us. May Allah guide us all. Amen.
وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ
وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ For sure, O Prophet Muhammad, وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ We have made this message to be continuous, coming batch by batch. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ So that they can continuously think and bethink of themselves. If we see, this is the third time the word Yatazakkarun is coming. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى بَصَائِرَ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ When Allah said He gave Moses the book after He has perished the earlier people, He said He gave it as a guidance and mercy to mankind so that they can bethink of themselves and be thinking of it. Then وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ التُّورِ إِذْ نَادَيْنَا وَلَٰكِنْ رَحْمَةً مِّن رَّبِّكَ لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَّا آتَاهُم مِّن نَّذِيرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ We are also told by Allah that the Prophet ﷺ, you, when you are by the side, western side, or by the side of this mountain tour, nobody You are not by that side. What happened by that side happened. We are relating it so that people should seek this opportunity for them to think. So when you say tazakkar or tazakkar, you should continuously think. Yesterday, think about it. Today, think about it. Tomorrow, think about it. That's why it has come now three times. When the book of Moses came, when we are taken back to go and know what was contained in that book and what happened at that time, And the Prophet is telling us now, Allah is telling the Prophet now that we are supposed to continuously do this thinking. Here people say, this is the sending of the Prophet one time after another time after every nation. Some ulama say, no, it is the way Allah sends verses to the Quran. He does not send the Quran jumlatan wahidatan. But He sent it in pieces so that we can be thinking about it. What was sent yesterday? What is being sent today? What will likely be sent tomorrow? Also, we have to be asking ourselves, are we guided? This guidance is not a small thing. Look at my yesterday. Was I properly guided? You will find a lot of mistakes in my life. What can I do to correct it today? You can only do one thing. Make istighfar and repent to Allah. What of today? Stand up and do good work. What of tomorrow? Promise that you will do good work tomorrow. The Allah, walakad wassalna lahum al-qawla. Allah mitzakkarun. You have made sure that this message of worshipping Allah, that's why you are brought to this world and you believe in the prophets, has been a continuous statement. Peace of Ibrahim or Musa, whether in by Abraham, whether by Moses, we have made sure that this message is continuous so that you can bethink of yourself.
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب من قبله هم به يؤمنون
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب من قبله هم به يؤمنون الذين آتيناهم الكتاب من قبله Before this Quran came, there was a Torah that all of you are aware that is still with us. Those that we gave them the book before this Quran, whom bihi yuminun. This Quran that they now see, believe me, they believe in it. Alladhina atainahum al-kitaba min qablihi, whom bihi yuminun. The people that had the Quran, the Torah, the Sahuf Ibrahim, they believe in the Quran. Why? Because they see the same thing. They are not seeing anything different.
Mm-hmm. وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا به إنه الحق من ربنا إنا كنا من قبله مسلمين
وإذا يتلى عليهم قالوا آمنا إنه الحق من ربنا إنا كنا من قبله مسلمين Whenever the Quran is being recited on those that were given the book of Allah before the Quran came, that is the Christians or the Jews. When the Quran is being recited on them, وَإِذَاِتْلِي عَلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ They will tell you, oh, we believe in this. إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا It is for sure the truth from Allah. إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ Even before the Quran came, we have always submitted to Allah. Which means the true Christian, the true Jew, believe in the Quran. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was in Mecca. After the first emigrants went to Ethiopia, and the Najashi, that is the Negus of Ethiopia, after he has accepted Islam, and he has allowed Muslims to stay in their country, and declared that the message that you brought to me now, I don't see any difference between it and what Jesus Christ brought. And he also declared that we have never said Jesus Christ is the Son of God. When we say Son of God, we only mean man of God, not that God has a son. That's not what we mean. After saying that, later on, some people from Ethiopia took themselves They are learned scholars. They came to visit the Prophet in Mecca. In one situation, they said nearly 20 of them. When they came to visit the Prophet in Mecca, they sat down and the Prophet, they were asking the Prophet, what did the Quran say about this? What did the Quran say about this? What did the Quran say about this? Then the Prophet was answering them. After the Prophet has finished answering them, he said, your question has finished, he said, I will recite the Quran to you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط المستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم وتنزيل قوما ما تنزيل آبا فهم قابلون like that until to the end of Yasin as they were hearing some of the things that happened to the earlier people of the book in the Quran they started shedding tears when they left All of them Islamized. As they were just going out, Abu Jahl, they were close by, called them. It's not enough that you came to ask questions, you are answered. You have your religion, and you come here because of stupidity and ignorance. You believe in this man, that you are better than. You have a religion that is known. What is this man after? They are the ones here that Allah is talking about وَإِذَا إِتْلِي عَلَيْهِمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ Because any true Christian submits to Allah even before hearing the Quran. Any true Jew had submitted to Allah even before hearing the Quran. And when he hears the Quran, he is more than happy to accept it because this is what he has been talking about. But For a Christian to hear the Quran, he refuses to listen to it and think about it, then he's not the Christian that is following Jesus Christ. He's a Christian that has turned Jesus Christ into God. Jesus Christ never said he is God. If you see a Jew that refused to follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's not a Jew that submitted to Allah. He's a Jew that said Ezra is the son of God and refused to accept that God has no son. Inna kunna min qablihi muslimin. Even before this Quran came, we had submitted. Mm-hmm.
أولئك يؤتون أجرهم مرتين بما صبروا ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
أولئك الذين يؤتون أجرهم مرتين بما صبروا ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. These people, these Jews, these Christians that believed in Moses, believed in Jesus Christ, submitted to Allah completely and came back and submitted to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These people, أولئك, they يؤتون أجرهم مرتين. They are the ones that reward will be written for them in multitude. It to be written for them twice. Whenever they do any work, two rewards are written for them. One, as they believed it with Jesus Christ, or as they believed it with Moses, and the second one, as they believed it with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These people, what is their character? وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسْنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. Whenever an evil is told to them, whenever anybody brings evil, they don't return with evil. They use excellent character in returning evil. وَمِمَا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And you find out that out of what we have given them, they continuously go out and spend and give out charity to please Allah out of what we have given them. Here, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, there are three people that anytime they walk, any act of ibadah they do, they get their reward two times. He said, the first one is this person that he believed he was a Christian or a Jew. Then when he was called into Islam, he saw the same message in Islam and knows that this is a supreme message now above the other one, and he accepted it. Anytime he worshiped, you turn ajarahum marratayn. His reward will be given to him in two folds. Then there is this whole person. He's a human being, but he came to meet himself as a slave of another person. And this person that is his master is going to tell him, do this, don't do this, don't do this. And he is sincere between himself and his master and obeys his master. Yet, he comes as a Muslim, he obeys Allah and the Prophet sincerely also. Allah knows the stress his soul is up to in having to serve his master before serving Allah. Any action of ibadah that he does for Allah, Allah will pay him two times. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the third person is, there is this man who takes a slave girl, train her, make her to get a good character, then marry her. This person, anytime he does any act of ibadah, Allah will pay him two times, because he has emancipated not only a slave, he has also taken responsibility for that slave. So you can now see the wisdom. When Sheikh Ahmed Tijani radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to get married, he went to the market, bought two slaves, beautiful slaves, girls, young, Mabruka and Mubaraka. He gave them the name, brought them to the house, started training them as from small age. Train them until they know how to sit, how to cook, how to greet, how to pray, how to read Quran, how to behave to people. When he is satisfied with their character, and Allah has said him, because of his prayers, they grew up to be very excellent in character. He called them, I bought you with my intention, and Allah has granted my intention. Your characters are praiseworthy. I freed the two of you. And your freedom is your sadaki. And he married two of them. And these are his wives that gave birth to Muhammad Kabir and Muhammad Habib. So you can see how people of Allah believe in everything the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, and they go ahead to execute it. Not that you just say it, your opportunity to execute it, you refuse to execute it. Sheikh Ahmed Tijani took his time trained Mabruka and Mubaraka. And after they have come of age from their youth, the way you train your own child, you know what? When you take a child, a girl from his youth, it's easy for you to train her the way you want her to be. It was also easy for these ladies now to train their children the way they were trained. These three people, always, they will get their reward twofold. May Allah give us the opportunity to belong to one of them.
وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ
وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا وقالوا لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم سلام عليكم لا نبتغي الجاهلين وإذا سمعوا اللغوة these people that we are saying accepted the earlier revelations and also accepted the revelation that came after, they have this character also. وإذا سمعوا اللغوة, whenever they hear frivolities, vain talks and foolish talks, aradu anhu, they turn away from them. Wakalu, then they say this, lana amaluna walakumu amalukum. To us is the work we have done before Allah, and to you is the work we have done before Allah. Salamun alaykum, may peace of Allah be on you. La nabtagil jahilin, we don't stand up to go and seek the ignorant people. When you say lagwa, these are discussions, these are talks that a lot of us will do today. Frivolities. You have find people, they said, we are going for Hira. You just go and stay with one of your friends' place. As you are going, if they ask you, what are you going to discuss about today, you don't know. What is your usefulness is going to that your friend to sit down there, you don't know. You just go there, so that this one will bring his story here and say it, and all of you laugh, ha 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 ha. This one will bring his story and say it. Inside it, you backbite this one, you bring this one down, you see the fault of this person, you see the fault of this person, and you have refused to see your own fault, you that you came to a place without any purpose. And whenever you see an irresponsible person passing, you want to call him to come and join such talk. That's why whenever they see lagwa aradu anhu, they turn away from it. They don't sit down. I'm going to just discussion about what? The Prophet ﷺ, he used to warn seriously against following one's passion and against just frivolities. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he said one day, the Prophet ﷺ was sitting down. He says, who is it? Man yakhuz minni ha'ulai kalimati fayamal bihinna aw yu'allimuhunna man ya'mal bihinna. Who is going to take this statement from me? Either he works with it or he teaches the one that will work with it. Abu Huraira said, quickly, I said, me, O Prophet. Then he said, after some time, he held my hand. He said, he was working with me. He said, ittaqil muharramati takun abadan nas. He said, distant yourself from what Allah has forbidden, then you'll be the best worshiper out of the people that worship. Then he went ahead, he said, wahsin ila jarika takun mu'minan. He said, try to be nice to your neighbor. He didn't say whether a Muslim neighbor, in the period, a neighbor. So then you will be the best of the believers. Warda bima qasama Allah laka takun agna nas. He said, be pleased with what Allah has given you in wealth. So you would be the richest person, the wealthiest person. He said, وأنت تحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكون مسلما وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك love for mankind what you love for yourself then you should be the, you will be the best Muslim. He said ولا تقصر الضحك فإن قصر الضحك تميت القلب. Don't laugh too much because plenty of laughter kills the heart. But today, we want to go to where we will engage in laughter. This laughter you see, all prophets, from Anabi Adam to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, none of them has ever laughed, ka, ka, ka. No. Their laugh is to open their mouth and smile. If the laughter is so much, then you can see a lot of their teeth. But for voice to come out because they are laughing, it is not part of any of the character of any of the prophets, all of them put together. But we want to go to a place where there is comedy. Somebody just to make us to laugh. And it is killing your heart gradually. That's why we have been told now that the character of this people is not, don't expect that it is all Christians that will believe in the prophet. Don't expect that it is all the Jews that will believe in the prophet. This is one of their character. Where is that? This is one of their characters. Whenever they hear frivolities, because there are people who say frivolities against even the Prophet, against people of Allah, against people in the government, what is your own business about? In another place, Allah Salama, he said, Allah said, Inni haram tu zulmal ala nafsi waj'altu بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. Injustice I have made it forbidden to myself, Allah said, and I put it between the two of you, forbidden. Don't do injustice to one another. So كلكم ضالون إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهديكم. All of you are lost, all of you are astray, except the one that I guide. Seek guidance from me. So these two things we have to be very clear. Let us always seek guidance. Let us always go away from injustice. Because if you do injustice, anybody that copies you, you will have the reward of the first of your own injustice and those that copy you after. Before you do anything, no matter how small, ask yourself, is it the way Allah wants me to do it? I'm just doing it to satisfy myself. Don't allow yourself to sit down and turn your home into where everybody comes to tell you different kind of stories. This one comes to tell you this. This one comes to tell you this. Tell you lies to make you laugh, to castigate the other one, to make you laugh, to praise this other one, to make you laugh. What are you taking up out of it? You are killing your heart. All these lessons is what Allah is teaching us from the time he finished the story of Moses. After he has thrown them, flushed them inside the sea, what did we have to learn from the beginning of this surah? This is what Allah has told us one by one up to this now. So what is going to happen? Is it everybody that will believe in what Allah has taught us?
إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وهو أعلم بالمهتدين.
إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innaka, for sure, you here, we are emphasizing it, this to you. La tahdi man ahbabta, you will never guide the one that you love because you love him. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. It is left for Allah to guide whoever he so wishes to guide. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Alam bil muhtadin. Why? Because Allah knows best who is it that in his mind there is guidance. Because he said, كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم. All of you are lost except the one that I guide. Seek my guidance. There are people that inside their mind, sincerely, they are seeking the guidance of Allah. Allah is uppermost in his mind. Allah knows these people. So, you prophet, just because you love somebody, you think that you can guide him? Allah is telling the prophet, even you, because you love somebody, that is not what will guide him. It's Allah that will guide that person. So we now hear that hadith we quoted, that the Prophet said, is to Hadian, وَلَيْسَ لِبِنَ الْهِدَاةِ شَيْءٌ, that I was sent as a guide. I don't have anything to do with guidance. If you are a professor, you have the best knowledge in your course. Everybody knows that you are very good. For example, you are an engineer. Somebody wants to study engineering, and he does not come to you. Are you going to leave your university and go to his house to go and teach him? He has to seek admission, come to you, come to your class before you can guide him into that engineering practice. So the one that sincerely wants to come to you, Allah knows in his heart, and he will direct him until he gets to you. So even if just because you love somebody, he's in his house, you can't leave your place and you go and stay with him, that you are guiding him. The same thing is like that with every person. The Prophet has his own natural disposition and has his spiritual disposition. As a prophet of Allah, with the strength that Allah has given him, because all that Allah has in Qudra, all that Allah has in strength, it is for Allah. He has given the prophet to use the way he wants to use it. Except his godness. He has not given his godness to the prophet. He is God, that's all. But I can bring death to life. I can do this. I can all, whatever the prophet wants to use among it, use it. But as a human being that the prophet is also, he has the natural behavior of a human being. He sees something that he likes. He sees something that he does not like. He takes this food that he likes. He gets hungry. He sleeps. All this. When the prophet is in his status as a prophet, most of the things that comes to him at that time, he has no control over it. Even if he utters anything at that time, it's Allah that utters it. That's why the prophet prevents himself from speaking, except in a state where he will speak on behalf of God. One day, in sujada, he said, "O Allah, guide any of these two Umar that you like. Either Umar bin Khattab or Umar bin Hisham." That same day, Allah guided Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab to enter Islam, even though he was a stark enemy of Islam. Abu Jahl too was another stark enemy of Islam. The Prophet believed that any of them that enters Islam, it will assist Islam. The same Prophet, in his natural behavior, wanted his uncle, Abu Talib, to enter Islam. And he loved Abu Talib. Abu Talib is his uncle, who loved him unconditionally, who protected him, who raised him up. Anytime people wanted, were after the Prophet, he would say no. The Prophet never had any serious suffering until Abu Talib died. He wanted Abu Talib to become a Muslim. On his deathbed, he went to him. He said, "Oh, my father, just one word. Say it, so that I can stand for you on the day of judgment. La ilaha illallah. Just this one word." Abu Talib said, "My son," said, "yes, everything you like, I like it. Everything you want me to do, I will do it. I don't want to say this word, then after me, people will use it to taunt you that, oh, your uncle believed you and said, la ilaha illallah, out of fear of death." And as he was saying this, Abu Jahl was waiting. Abu Lahab, sorry, was waiting by the side of the uncle. "Be on the religion of your forefathers. This small boy, Now you are afraid now that you are going to relate to him until he passed and the Prophet he left. Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, the son of Abu Muttalib and the brother to Abu Talib, granted Prophet, I heard him saying Kalima Shahada. The Prophet said, I never heard him say it. That's why Allah is now telling him, you may be eloquent, you may be gifted, you may be lovable. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. You will not guide the one that you love. Walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah is the one that guides whosoever he wants. Hu alam bil muhtadin. Allah is the one that knows best who it is that is rightly guided.
وقالوا إن نتبع الهدى معك نتخطف من أرضنا أولم نمكن لهم حرمنا ما من تجبى إليه ثمرات كل شيء رزقا من لدنا ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون
وقالوا إن نتبع الهدى معك نتهطف من أرضنا أولم نمكن لهم حرمنا من أن تجبي إليه ثمرات كل شيء رزقا من لدنا ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. Go Prophet, after you have made your statement and you have taught them, this is what they will tell you. وقالوا إن نتبع الهدى معك. This is what they said. In Natabul Hudema Aka, if we were to follow this so-called guidance that you are saying is guidance, we follow this guidance along with you, Mutahattaf Min Adina, then surely we'll just be picked away from our land. Allah is not telling them. Tell them, Alam Numakin Lahum Haraman Aminan, have we not established them in this principle that is forbidden for even evil to be done in it, tujbe ilayhi thamaratu kulli shay'in rizqan min ladunna, that this haram itself attracts to it foods and fruits of every kind into it, as is wealth and as sustenance from us. Walakin aktharuhum la ya'lamun. Wallahi, a lot of them, they don't know. After all this, what are they afraid of? To them, people used to come to Makkah. They come to worship in the Kaaba. They bring their idols with them. They also bring a lot of money. They bring a lot of food. They bring a lot of food. We say they should stop bringing their idols, then they will stop coming to Hattab bin Adnan. Some of them, they come, they will go by the side with women, and they will be drinking. We say they shouldn't be drinking. Some of them, they will come, they are only interested in elegant women that are committing zina in Makkah. We said that all these things are forbidden. In Natabiul Hude Makkah, what you call guidance now, we follow you, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Muhammad, we follow you in it. We will lose everything that we have, all the things we are getting. Then Allah says, who made this place precinct safe? Are you the one? It's Abraham that prayed for it. Rabbij al-hadha haraman aminan. He's the one that prayed that, O Allah, make this land to be a safe land. That fruits will come to it, risk will come to it. It is that prayer that I answered that is bringing it. Do you think it is these people themselves that wish to bring it? When you see a lot of wealth coming to Makkah, it is that prayer that is bringing these things. So, because of this, they refuse to follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We follow you, we lose our wealth, we lose our sustenance, we lose what we are eating. Look at the example we gave of Moses. He left it and went where there is nothing. He left all the opulence because of Allah. You, it will stay with you, we have already promised, yet you are in doubt of it.
ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. A lot of them don't know that we are the one that is attracting this risk on Minaduna. We are the one attracting this wealth to them. It's not the Alpha Asha that they are doing that is attracting the wealth to them. Without the Kaaba, will there be anything there? Mm-hmm. Okay, we can take it again.
وكم أهلكنا من قرية بطرت معيشتها فتلك مساكنهم لم تسكن من بعدهم إلا قليلا وكنا نحن الوارثين.
وكم من قرية أهلك وكم من قرية
كم أهلك
كم أهلكنا من قرية بطرت معيشتها وتلك مساكنهم لم تسكن من بعدهم وكنا نحن الوارثين. الله تبارك وتعالى is saying وكم أهلكنا من قرية. How many a big city have we perished? بطرت معيشتها, they had the best of luxury in that city before we perished it. Food, what to ride, what to wear, their kind of houses, enough for you is your honor. That says, Alaysa li mulku misra wa hadhil anhar tajri min tahti, that was able to make river to flow underneath his house. Everybody can see it. وَكَمْ أَهَلَكْنَا مِنْ كَرِيَةٍ بَطْرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا. How many big cities have we perished that were living in luxury and opulence? وَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ. Go and find out. Those are their buildings. They are still there. لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. Nobody has occupied their buildings after them. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Except just few people, tourists. They go and look at those buildings. Oh, this is where they said Pharaoh used to stay. Oh, this is where the people of Egypt used to stay. Oh. وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ. At the end, we are the one that inherited those places. We perished it. So if we gave you Makkah, and you are stinking at the luxury, is because of the Al-Fahasha. What of these other people that were engaged in Al-Fahasha and we perish them? So it is not that. Allah is one that attracts wealth. The same thing Allah is talking to us. Let us not believe that if we are in government, we have to belong to one particular cult or the other part of this cult that are doing this. If not, we will lose our position, lose it. You do the correcting. This is the correcting, do it. Your boss asks you to do the correcting, do it. He asks you to do something wrong, if it's not compulsory on you, leave it. If it's simple, la ta'atun limakhluqin fi ma'siyati al-khaliq. The verse of Allah said, there is no obedience to any creation that is to the disobedience of the creator. If you don't do this, I'll ask you to resign and leave. But because you are afraid to keep your position, have you not seen people that are in big positions? What has happened to them? Most of them died in their position. They are well that they even piled up. They had no time to even come and spend it. So all of us, let us be very careful. Let us not say that because we will lose position, we will lose our homes, we will lose our children. Because of that, we will not follow the path of the Prophet. Let us follow the path of the Prophet. Allah has a way of protecting us by himself. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah guide us aright. May Allah strengthen our resolve. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah make us to be among the strongest lovers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should try to align ourselves to whatever the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has brought. Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May Allah grant us the recitation of the Quran day and night. May Allah make us to be those that are remembering Allah day and night. May Allah make our life to be organized. May He organize our life for us. We don't know how to organize it. Allah organize it for us. Bijahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم
وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.